Hey, Pops, keep that beat a beat. I feel a rhythmic brainstorm coming on.
George Caddy was an amateur photographer who lived in Bondi. On weekends, he went down to the beach and photographed friends and acquaintances and those he met on the beach. So we have images of people in their latest costumes. We see the lifesavers. Most interestingly, we see photographs of beach acrobats. Before the war, people used to entertain themselves by forming human pyramids, if you like, on the beach. I mean, these days you see capoeira and sort of beach volleyball. But in the period before the war, you saw a sport called beach abatics, which were these gymnasts on the beach. Instantly I realised these were great photographs and needed wider circulation. They showed us something we'd never seen before. Beach abatics has died out, and this shows us a period of Sydney culture and Sydney life that no longer exists. Most of the photographs we have of Bondi Beach, and I have to say, if you go down to Waverley Library, you'll find over 10,000 pictures of Bondi Beach, simply show, you know, the great life-saving sort of heroes, and you'll see people in the latest sort of bathing costumes. There are photographs taken by great photographers like Max de Payne. He's more interested in sort of the aesthetics of the scene rather than the personalities involved. The one thing about George Caddy's photographs is it's obvious that he's a very people-oriented person. And I think it's fair to say that George is everything Max wasn't. Interestingly, by the time he was 20 or so, he had a job as a paper pattern cutter, and he'd taken an interest in dancing. He became a champion jitterbug dancer, hence the title to the exhibition. And we see photographs of him from that period, from magazines at the time, being labelled a champion jitterbug dancer, and we see him with Mavis Lang, for instance, who was the Australian jitterbug champion at that time. He also was an amateur photographer. He seems to have been self-taught. And of most interest to us was that when he was 15, he was entering the Australasian Photographic Review's monthly photographic contest and winning. In 1930, in fact, he'd won the junior section, and the senior section was a bit tougher because young 19-year-old Max de Payne of Ashfield came third. So there is a connection between the two. For instance, there's a wonderful photograph of a man standing on top of the Sunbaker, if you like. And it's actually taken the same year as Max de Payne's photograph. It's quite astonishing when you compare the two. Now, the period that George Caddy photographed is 1936 to 41. And this shows the sort of Graham Gym Club at its height, when it was doing quite extraordinary ground pyramids with up to 10 people. They're really remarkable images. At that time, there were something like 30 fitness clubs in Sydney, and they were all part of that movement at the time before the war, of the thought that personal fitness contributed to your nation's wealth and health. George Caddy was totally out of left field. I never expected to see such images. I think I've been seeing images of Sydney, I guess, for sort of 30 years, and to suddenly see something I've never seen before, it was quite a shock. Instantly, I knew we had to have a show out of this material.